It's Wednesday, January 15, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Vitbian. Hosea Kutako International Airport has been declared safe after a bomb scare was investigated. Civil Aviation Authorities George Matrus confirmed no explosives were found and thorough security checks cleared the area. The passenger responsible for the false alarm is now in police custody, Dan Kamati from the Namibia Airports Company.
A bomb threat was confirmed to have been made by a passenger aboard a departing regional flight, and the necessary security protocols were activated soonest, which amongst others included the involvement of the Namibian Police Bomb Squad. Following the swift action by stakeholders, the flight was cleared and the airport was reopened for normal operations. NAC reiterates that airport security and safety are the responsibilities of all stakeholders, and that any threats to the safety and security of the airport and its operations will be dealt with decisively and accordingly.
Education Minister Anna Esther Nyipondoka revealed that 12,031 students, or 29.5%, are advancing to the advanced subsidiary level this year, adding that this marks a notable improvement in the education system by contrast to the year prior. MOE Executive Director is Sanet Steenkamp.
I am quite pleased. There is definite improvement. There is clear evidence that as a collaborative, as a collective, you know, teachers, learners, parents, and ministry as a whole work towards implementing specific strategies for the improvement of results, so I'm quite happy.
Meanwhile, the Secretary General of the Trade Union Congress, Mahongoro Kaviwa, states that while there has been some slight improvement, further action is needed.
We need to do more to ensure that we move with the quality of education and we produce quality symbols. So the support of the teachers is a call that we have been calling all along, where we are calling the ministry to develop a policy on a continuous development of teachers. A policy that could be costed, the funds could be advanced towards it, and unlike the current ad hoc activities that is being called or classified to be professional development or interest training that are being carried out, which are not been making a huge impact on the teachers.
South Africa's National Joint Operation and Intelligence Structure has rescued 118 illegal miners in Stilfontein in the northwest as of yesterday, with 36 confirmed dead. Rescue efforts are ongoing using a specialist-operated cage. Police spokesperson Atlenda Mate stated that 82 arrests have been made for illegal mining, trespassing and immigration violations.
Two illegal miners who were found in possession of gold have also been charged with illegal possession of gold-bearing material. The Nat Joints will continue to provide a regular update on the figures on a daily basis.
Continentally, Sudanese volunteer rescuers reported that shelling in Omdurman, Khartoum's twin city across the Nile, has left over 120 people dead. Reports say medical supplies are critically scarce as health workers face overwhelming numbers of injured individuals. The fighting between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has intensified in recent weeks following more than 20 months of conflict. In the United States, officials in California are concerned about the growing threat of new wildfires, with strong winds expected to worsen conditions across the state. The fires have already claimed at least 24 lives and displaced over 100,000 people. On the ground for us is Mitch McCann.
The second largest blaze, the Eaton Fire, is 35% contained. The new fire warning covers Los Angeles and Ventura counties, with wind gusts expected to reach between 45 and 70 miles per hour, or 60 to 110 kilometers per hour. CNN reports that according to a source, there is no leading theory to the cause of the Palisades fire, and officials reported on Monday they were investigating an electrical transmission tower in Eaton Canyon. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.